Well, hello there. I am Tanya LaShawn Bryant, your host of the Living the Zoe Life weekly podcast, where we discuss topics to help you live the absolute fullness of life. I'm excited to be on. This is episode number 2. Second episode of 2024, and just so excited about all of the great possibilities. Now, some of you may be thinking, okay, so you said living the what? Zoe life? And so on the last podcast episode, I talked about Zoe, and Zoe is a Greek word, and I got it from the scripture John 10:10. Where it says the thief come but to kill, steal, and destroy. But I have come that you may have life and life more abundantly. And that life, that word life in the Greek is Zoe, and it means the absolute fullness of life. And so I believe that we are here on this good earth that Father God created for us to live. And we need to live that Zoe life. So living the Zoe life. I don't know about you, but I'm determined to live the Zoe life. And so this podcast really is about discussing those topics that can help empower you, that can help you live the absolute fullness of life. Now, before I get into our topic, I kind of want to tell you what I got going on. So again, I am Tanya LaShawn Bryant. I am a transformational coach, if I can talk. And I teach women how to really begin to transform their lives through learning how to shift their mindset. I'm the owner of Abundant Life Living. And so with that, we have a couple of great things that are in the pipeline. And I just kind of wanted to share them with you before we get into the goodness and the yumminess of Living the Zoe Life podcast. So on Saturday, February 3rd at 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. online, I am facilitating a workshop, and it's called Empower Your Future, Creating Your Personal Affirmation and Visions Workshop. And so in this workshop, we're going to really dive into the power of affirmations, and really understand how positive affirmation and positive self-talk really can help to reshape your mindset and your goals. We're also going to craft your own personal affirmation and learn how the power behind affirmation and affirmations that resonate with your life, that's going to help you in 2024 with your unique journey and your goals and aspirations that you will have set for yourself. Then also, we're going to develop your personal vision. Now, I am a believer, and so I am constantly in the Bible, the Word of God. And one of the scriptures, and I forget the scripture, but it talks about that without a vision, the people perish, right? And so you need a vision for your life. And so in this workshop, we're really going to develop your own. You're going to develop your own personal vision. And so through different visioning exercises, you'll begin to articulate a clear and compelling vision for what you see for yourself in 2024. So if you are interested in this workshop, it is only $97. Which is an absolute steal. There's so much. You're going to get a digital handbook, access to the replay if you're not able to come, and PowerPoints, and just really a time to help you really craft and empower your future. And so you can go to abdlifeliving.com, and I have, it will be on, I have it up. If you're watching this, I have it up. And so you can go to abdlifeliving.com/EYF workshop. So empower your future, EYF workshop. So make sure you get your seat, lock yourself in, you know, even if you've already set up your goals, this is just going to be for the year. This is just going to help with that, help solidify and help clarify just your goals and your vision for 2024. So that's really exciting. And then also, I am an author. And so one of my specialties or focuses is really helping women in terms of shifting their mindset, really deal with that fear. And so I'm an author and I've written Becoming a Fear Overcomer, A Guide for Living an Abundant Life. And so this book really is for those that have allowed fear to stop them from moving forward. And so this book gives you practical application, practical tools to help you overcome fear so that you can go live an abundant life. And so to get that book, you can, and it's a low, low price of $20. You can go to abdlifeliving.com/overcomer and get that book. So I encourage you to really build up your arsenal, invest in you. This is really just the year to really start investing in you and taking care of yourself and getting the education and doing the necessary work so that you can live that Zoe life, the absolute fullness of life. Okay, so I just wanted to get a little bit of that housekeeping out of the way. So we won't be before you long, but today I just want to have a little conversation about affirmations as a healing tool. Now, as a coach, it's really about me as a coach being that partner, right? Helping to empower, helping to encourage, helping to inspire, helping to motivate to action. You know, I was thinking, I had been listening to Dr. Eben R. Jordan, who is an amazing man of God, just an academic, a scholar. Just, I just love his teachings. I'm a part of his organization, and just my life really has been transformed. And one of the things that he had challenged us in his teachings, he says, you have to find your message, right? Get your mission statement. And you should really be able to articulate what is your message in one word, right? And so as I thought about that, and I'm going to get to this whole affirmation as a healing tool, but I guess I like to lay the foundation, provide a story. So when he said that, I thought, wow, you know, and so what is my one word? What is Tanya LaShawn Bryant? What is my one word that really articulates my mission or my vision? And so the word that I came up with, and I know that this is it, and I know it's God, it's encourage, right? That's my mission. Everything that I do is about encouragement, right? And so when I looked up the word encouragement, I love it. And I have it here up on my wall. So I'm going to read. This is encourage. If I had to dwindle down my mission statement for my life and why I exist, it's encourage. And so the word encourage means to give support, confidence, hope to someone. I mean, this is so me. It means to inspire with courage, spirit, or hope. It means to spur on, stimulate. You know, I'm a motivator. It means to give support and advice to someone so that they will do or continue to do something. It also means to help or stimulate an activity state, to help or stimulate one, I think, stimulate an activity, state, or view. And so it means to develop. And so all of that, that is me. You know, some of you all, if you know me, you know that encouragement, you know, you can look up the word encouragement and in the dictionary, there should be, it should equal Tanya, right? And that's me. That's my mission statement, right? And so in Abundant Life Living, one of the modalities, one of the things that I use when I coach my clients is affirmations, right? Affirmations. And so I believe that you can use affirmations as a healing tool, right? As a powerful healing tool. And I am so big on affirmations. And right now in my business, you know, I'm kind of focusing and adding value to my communities really by focusing in on affirmations. And even as I'm studying, I'm just learning so much. And so an affirmation really is, they're positive statements that can reshape your thoughts, your beliefs, your experiences, your language, your mindset. You know, affirmations really are used to challenge and overcome negative and self-sabotaging thoughts. And so, as I said, I use affirmations as one of the modalities, one of the techniques and strategies to help my clients really begin to learn how to shift their mindset, that positive statement. And so when I think about an affirmation, it's really all about encouragement, right? And so it makes total sense that I use affirmations as one of my tools to help my clients in shifting their mindsets. You know, affirmations, as my title of this episode of the Living the Zoe Life Weekly podcast, is affirmations as a healing tool. You know, we live in a world that's just so filled with negativity. You know, I think, and even though I'm utilizing, social media has played such a powerful conduit in really tearing people down, right? And it's even more so because people can hide behind the keyboard, they can hide behind, you know, social media to spew really vile and just crazy things. And so people are already hurting as it is. And so I believe that utilizing affirmations can just really heal you. And I say that because that's been my experience, right? Learning how to, you know, as I have done the work and am continuing to do the work and will continue to be doing the work for the rest of my life of shifting mindset, I have come to understand that affirmations, these positive statements, can really bring healing. Now, in my research, I was finding one of the, I want to read the statement here. It says that affirmations are powerful tools that can help rewire our brain, right? Influence our subconscious mind and manifest positive changes in our lives. And I think on one of my posts, I talked about just how our subconscious mind is this silent listener. That subconscious mind is a part of you. That subconscious mind will believe anything that you say, anything that you think. That's why it's so important that we be mindful of the things that comes out of our mouth and the things that we even marinate on in our mind, right? And so affirmations again, they can help rewire our brain. You know, I love one of the books that that's my go-to that I'm rereading and studying voraciously is Switch on Your Brain, The Key to Peak Happiness, Thinking and Health by Dr. Caroline Leaf, who is really she really looks at the brain and neurology, and she looks at kind of the brain from a physiological aspect and then also a spiritual aspect. And I've gained so much insight from that. And so our brain is this powerful tool. And so affirmations, it says affirmations are tools that can help rewire our brain, right? As I was thinking about affirmations as a tool to healing, really these affirmations, it's all about your mind, because again, they can be used to reshape your thoughts. And then I immediately thought about a scripture, and I'm going to go to it. It's in Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And I love, this is one of my favorite scriptures. And I'm going to read it. So Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And I'm going to read it in the King James, and then I'm going to read it in the Amplified. You know what? And let's do this. Okay, so in the King James Version, in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, it says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable, perfect will of God." Now, I also want to read it in the Amplified Version. And it says, "Do not be conformed to this world any longer with its superficial values and customs, but be transformed and progressively changed as you mature spiritually by the renewing of your mind, focusing on godly values and ethical attitudes, so that you may prove for yourself what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect in His plan and purpose for you." So we talked about how affirmations can help rewire your brain. And so as this scripture says in Romans 12, 2, "And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed and progressively changed as you mature spiritually by the renewing of your mind." And so when you begin to take on affirmations, and when you begin to speak certain things, that there's a couple of affirmations that I speak daily. One such says that I am good health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money. I got that affirmation from Dr. Eichen Coder, powerful man of God, no longer on the earth, right? But he says, "I am good health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money." And every time, what I am doing is I am I'm empowering. I'm standing firm on this fact that I am good health. I am happiness. I'm rewiring. I'm affirming this. I'm pulling good health into me. I'm pulling happiness. I'm pulling love, success, prosperity, and money, because I believe what I'm saying, right? So when you affirm, not only do you need to believe it, but there has to be kind of your emotions, you know, your feelings have to get all up in it. I believe what I'm saying. I believe. There's another affirmation that I say. I have the divine power, ability, and equipment within to go forward, to be, to do, and to have the good that I desire. I got that affirmation from Dr. Jordan, Ebenard Jordan, a phenomenal man of God. And so again, I'm saying these. And there's times even when maybe I'm not feeling it, but I'm saying it. And as I continue to say it, then I begin to feel it, right? And that my body, my cells, they begin to empower and embrace that I am good health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money. See, what I'm doing is I'm reprogramming my mind. And so my subconscious, that silent listener, is holding, it's like, okay, yeah, we are good health, happiness, love, success. And so what happens is there is something that happens in the atmosphere that those things then begin to find their way to me because I'm affirming it, right? I'm affirming it. I'm creating this atmosphere, this environment for these positive changes, these things to happen in my life. Affirmations can bring forth healing. Healing your mindset, right? Healing your body. You know, I believe this with all my heart. In 2020, my husband had come to pick me up from work, and all of a sudden, I just had this excruciating pain in my abdomen. I mean, it was horrid. You know, I'm laying in the car and I'm just like, it was crazy. So he came to pick me up. We got me home. He tried to get me out of the car. You know, I fell. He had to hold me. I think I fainted for a minute. You know, he got me in and I just was like, get me on the couch. And I just lay, you know, I thought, okay, this is just going to pass. You know, maybe this is just a, you know, horrible cramp. I mean, I didn't know what it was. I was like, so let me just lay down. But as I'm laying down, the pain is just excruciating. And I'm sweating profusely. And I'm just, you know, I'm almost delirious because I was in so much pain. And so my husband ended up rushing me to the hospital, you know, and then they did all the MRI. I mean, they did everything they can to figure out what was going on with me, you know, and even they had, once I got there, they'd kind of given me some medicine. Cause I was just in excruciating pain. And so they had given me some medicine and that kind of calmed it down just a tad, but not a lot, as they continued to really kind of do research to find out what the heck was going on with this chick, what was going on with me. And so as I was laying, my husband was in the hospital room. I was in the bed, and you know, he's a powerful man of God. And so as I was laying there, there was like this joy that came over me. My husband just began to pray, you know, and he just began, and I mean, I still was in pain, but he began to pray and I agreed. It was like, even as he was praying, he was really affirming me, right? He was speaking positive things that, you know, that the joy of the Lord is your strength. So he was affirming me. He was praying this powerful prayer. And we were in agreement that I was the healed, that I was whole, right? And, you know, until there was a peace, I still was in pain. The doctor came in and they had diagnosed me. They had said that I had cancer, cancel, you know, but I didn't receive that. I received what my husband was saying, and what we got into one accord, we got into agreement. He continued to affirm. And like I said, there was a peace and inside of me, because when you hear the word cancer, it's like, oh my God, you know, for some people that's like a death sentence, right? And unfortunately, they take hold of that. Their subconscious believes that, you know, and then they mull over that. And then that thing really becomes the death of them. But I was determined, you know, as my husband was praying, and then I was just, even in my mind, was just thinking about the goodness of God and just affirming, you know, that I was healed, that I'm whole. And those were things that I was thinking in my mind, even though I was in pain. Right. And so they rushed me. They took me to the ambulance to another hospital way across the other side of town. And, you know, they got doctors, and they were like, you know, you need to have surgery. We, you know, I had some fibroids, and I have dealt with fibroids really my teenage all the way up into my adult life. And so they caused excruciating pain, especially when I was on my monthly cycle. And so, you know, they could not find, they could not find per se a specific diagnosis, but they did see that I had these huge fibroid tumors in my uterus. And so it's like, okay, we need to remove those. And I was in total agreement, you know, for that, but the diagnosis that they thought was cancer, but when they removed them, you know, and they even sent there was no cancer. Right? There was no cancer. And again, thank God for doctors, but they are practicing, they're diagnosing, you know, but I did not receive that. I did not receive that word. I received that I was whole. I received that I was the healed, you know? And so I had the surgery and they removed the tumors, and they still couldn't definitively say what the issue was, other than they felt like, okay, it was an overgrown, and I had two fibroids and they were really large. They were kind of like the size of grapefruit. So you know, when it was pressing on my abdomen and what have you. And I say all of this though, because I, through prayer, right, through just me affirming, even in my mind, reshaping my thoughts, my belief, I believed that I didn't have cancer. I believed that I was whole. I believed, and my husband and I, we got into agreement, right? And so the thoughts, the statements, the things that he was speaking, he was affirming, the things that I was thinking and affirming over myself brought healing. I was able to go in and through affirmations, through that positive thinking, that positive anointed thinking from the Father, right? I was able to affirm myself and to bring forth the healing. And again, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Your mind is this powerful, powerful tool. And when you can begin to reshape the words that you speak, affirm the words that you speak, turn them into positive state, reshape your thoughts, right? Those affirmations. The Bible talks about in Job chapter 22, we shall decree and declare a thing and it shall be established. What they're talking is about affirming. We shall decree and declare. That's the affirmation, affirming. That's all that is. And when you begin to affirm that you are good health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money, when you begin to affirm, I have the divine power, ability, equipment within me to go forward, to be and to do and to have the good that I desire. What I am doing is I am calling those things. I am establishing those things in my life. And I'm pulling in that goodness. I'm pulling in the healing. I'm pulling in the blessing. I'm pulling in the very things that I need. And so through the power of affirmation, it can transform your life. All right. I have done enough. I want to thank you so much for joining me today for Living the Zoe Life Weekly Podcast, where we discuss topics to help you live the absolute fullness of life. And I am here to believe that affirmations are healing tools. And when you catch hold of them and you use them properly, they can help you begin to live the absolute fullness of life. I want to thank you so much for joining me. I will be on next week with Living the Zoe Life. God bless you And I will be talking to you soon. Go live an abundant life. Bye now.